Greetings and welcome to the NewsRamp Environmental and Energy Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, delighted to have you with us as we explore today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we curate business news from the best newswires, bringing you the most relevant updates. Before we dive in, just a quick heads up. While AI assists in producing this podcast and generating the voices, the news stories are all real. You can read the full articles on NewsRamp.com. Today is Friday morning, September 13th, 2024, and we have a great mix of environmental and energy headlines lined up for you. So whether you're on the go, working out, or just relaxing, stay with us as we get started. Here's our first headline.
Benchmark International releases the Energy and Power Spotlight Global Transformer Industry Report. Benchmark International has released the Energy and Power Spotlight Global Transformer Industry Report, offering a detailed analysis of the transformer industry's current state, market growth drivers, and emerging opportunities within the energy and power sectors. The global demand for electricity continues to rise, making transformers a critical component of power infrastructure. Key highlights from the report include market growth projections, technological innovations such as smart transformers, sector challenges like supply chain disruptions, and regional insights showing Asia-Pacific as the dominant market. The report serves as a valuable resource for businesses, investors, and energy professionals seeking to capitalize on the evolving landscape of the transformer industry. For more information and to access the full report, visit Benchmark International's website. Save the Redwoods League secures opportunity to protect and restore 1,1600-plus acres of redwood forest and coastal prairies from threat of development along Sonoma Coast. Save the Redwoods League has secured an opportunity to purchase, permanently protect, and restore the 1,624-acre Sonoma Coast Redwoods property facing the threat of development. The league aims to raise $16 million by December 31, 2024, to fund the purchase and restoration. This project aligns with the goal to double the size of coast redwood forests to 800,000 acres over the next century. The property contains mature second-growth coast redwood forest, biodiverse coastal prairies, and ocean views. The acquisition would also connect 5,117 acres of protected wildlife habitat and prevent harmful development in sensitive habitat along the Sonoma coast.
Manduka launches the Dara Yoga Apparel Collection for Women. Manduka, a top choice for yoga teachers, introduces the Dara Yoga Apparel Collection for Women. This five-piece line focuses on comfort, movement, and sustainability, using 88% recycled materials. Free from harmful chemicals, the collection offers premium quality and performance. CEO Pamela Levine states that Manduka is committed to sustainability and high-performance standards. The Dara collection includes a bra, capri legging, tank, and regular legging in various colors, priced from $58 to $90. Available at manduka.com, yoga studios, and select retailers, these pieces are designed to enhance your practice with style and functionality. Manduka's mission is to inspire daily practice and connection to self through purposefully crafted products and sustainability efforts.
This EV-based small cap has partnerships with Walmart, NASA, and the U.S. Postal Service. Is it on your radar? Canoe Inc., a high-tech advanced mobility company, has secured partnerships with Walmart, NASA, and the U.S. Postal Service, making it a key player in the EV industry. Canoe's electric vehicles offer lower total cost of ownership, one-third the parts of traditional engines, and remote diagnostic capabilities. The company's fully electric lifestyle delivery vehicles are optimized for last-mile delivery, attracting major clients like Walmart, who ordered 4,500 units to achieve zero emissions by 2040. Canoe's partnerships extend to the U.S. government, with deals in place with NASA, the Department of Defense, and the U.S. Postal Service. With its innovative technology and growing list of partnerships, Canoe is definitely a company to watch in the EV space.
The new lithium environment. How Atlas Lithium could be poised to capitalize on a possible 2025 demand surge. Lithium prices have plummeted due to oversupply, with some contracts seeing declines of nearly 90%. However, market experts predict that lithium demand could strengthen in the coming years, offering a potential opportunity for long-term investors. Atlas Lithium, NASTLX, could be a key player in the market's recovery. With the accelerating shift towards electric mobility and renewable energy solutions, lithium demand may rebound in 2025. Atlas Lithium, based in Brazil, is advancing its hard rock lithium project and preparing to ship its lithium processing plant to Brazil. The company's sustainable practices and technological advancements position it well to capitalize on the potential surge in lithium demand.
The Energy Sector XLE Fund, simplifying the energy sector landscape. The Energy Select Sector SPDR Fund, XLE, offers investors a streamlined approach to engage with the energy sector by reflecting the outcomes of the Energy Select Sector Index. With a portfolio including major U.S. energy companies, XLE provides exposure to oil, gas, consumable fuels, and energy equipment and services industries. Opting for passive management, XLE offers diversification benefits across a wide range of firms within the energy domain. With over $37 billion in assets and a low total expense ratio of 0.09%, XLE is a suitable choice for those interested in exploring the energy market without the hassle of managing individual stock selections. By including leading companies and reflecting the broader market, XLE remains a relevant and accessible option for investors looking to gain exposure to the dynamics shaping our energy future.
Alsco Uniforms opens new laundry facility in Surrey, British Columbia. Alsco Uniforms has opened a new laundry processing facility in Surrey, British Columbia, relocating from their downtown Vancouver facility. Spanning 62,000 square feet on 4.5 acres, this state-of-the-art plant is among the most advanced in North America. Equipped to handle up to three times as many customers, the facility processes over 300,000 pounds of laundry per week. With a commitment to sustainability, Alsco Uniforms employs advanced technology to reduce water and energy usage. The facility also supports the local community, employing over 90 full-time staff and contributing to enhancement projects in Surrey. Join Alsco Uniforms for the grand opening to tour the facility and witness the ribbon-cutting ceremony. Learn more about Alsco Uniforms and their services at alsco.com. Alsco Uniforms opens state-of-the-art laundry facility in Surrey, British Columbia. Alsco Uniforms has opened a new state-of-the-art laundry facility in Surrey, British Columbia, relocating from downtown Vancouver earlier this year. The 62,000-square-foot facility on 4.5 acres is one of the most advanced in North America, processing over 300,000 pounds of laundry per week. With 20 delivery vehicles, they serve 1,500 customers from Whistler to the Fraser Valley. CEO Bob Steiner highlighted the plant's future-ready design, capable of handling three times as many customers. The facility employs over 90 staff and has contributed to local enhancement projects. The company's commitment to sustainability is evident in their advanced technology that reduces water and energy usage. Alsco Uniforms believes in reusable uniforms and linens to support sustainability and invites you to their grand opening event for a tour and ribbon-cutting ceremony.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Environmental and Energy Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.